Oroville News on Wednesday, September 7th, 2011, under an overcast sky, temperature 32 degrees Celsius, 50% chance of rain. And today, an interview with Audrey, a working artist who speaks about what she offers, the experience of exploring oneself through art in the Creativity Community Atelier.
The Atelier, it's a community studio, and I invite people who don't have a place to work to come and work there. Of course, we'll have, you have to clean up after yourself and et cetera. But I know because I have been in community studios, cooperative studios before, that the energy that is created by people working on their own work is very helpful, and I hope that the community realizes, the larger Oroville community realizes that this is available and will use it.
When you say come and work, I know what you're talking about. Painters, or they want to draw, or talk about what the work actually is.
The work is drawing, and we do have a little clay, not much, but I know we can get more. And we do have regular workshops. Every week, one week, I give what I call the drawing experiment, which is introducing you to your own way of drawing. And also helping you to realize that there are ways that your body responds to the paper and to landscapes, and to recognize that and to use it and turn off that judgmental mind of ours that keeps us from doing something that is very healing and very satisfying. I don't call all this stuff art. Someone else outside, maybe when they see something and they say, oh, that's art, then that's their interpretation of what they see. Also, I give a 2-day workshop exploring color. And color is very complex. Of course, it's about light. And I introduce you to your own colors that you enjoy and are drawn to, but also the colors that have been used through history, because of course it's been, you know, fashion and ways of seeing the landscape that has changed the use of color. And of course different cultures use color in different ways. Well, you can see the history of art through color, but there are also color theories that I introduce you to Johann Itten's color of theory. And then on Mondays, we meet to go out in the landscape to draw or paint at the Atelier, and then we can go out from there. And then at from 5 to 7, we model for each other, and we do drawings of the figure. And that's a lot of fun. And that is not a class. The landscape is not a class. It's just to come and use your body to express itself. And it's open to everybody because we provide all the materials. So, you know, we are happy to accept donations.
Would you say that this is part of the yoga?
Well, of course it's part of the yoga. I mean, it is. It's our expression, and it widens our ability to see and to feel and to experience the world.
A new publication, Oroville Farms, Forest and Botanical Garden, covers Oroville's early days, a short history of farming and green work, a profile on each farm, and a write-up on the Matramandu Nursery, the Shakti Nursery, Botanical Garden, and the Buddha Garden, with a tuck-in fold-out on Oroville green practices. Available at Prisma, that's in the Orillac compound, and at the Visitor Center. A solo violin recital by Ladislav Brosman, playing sonatas by Bach, Isai, and Honegger on Thursday, September 8th, 5:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan in the Picture Gallery. And here's an excerpt from The Mother's Agenda. It's an extremely interesting experience, how the same actions, the same work, the same observations, the same relationship with the people around, near or far, how they take place in the mind, through intelligence, and how they take place in the consciousness, through experience. All that the mind has brought in terms of rigidity and absoluteness and near invincibility, that's what's going to disappear, simply by handing the supreme power over to the supreme consciousness. We've been listening to Oroville Radio with Malenka on microphone. In studio, Andrea, Chloe, Gilles, Miriam, Sharon, Tanya, and Yahalom. Contact orovilleradio.org with any comments or questions. Thanks for listening.